You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, four baboons in Wellington were euthanized in what was described as a humane act. The baboons were said to be acting aggressively, prompting the euthanasia. Animal activists have pointed out that the animals could have been moved to an animal sanctuary and the deaths were needless. Sonia Bermudez from Speak Up for Animals New Zealand had a chat with me to tell me more about what happened at Wellington Zoo.
So it's our understanding that four baboons, Habib, Osiris, Rafiki and Les, were euthanized at the zoo just this past weekend or thereabouts after some of the infighting and aggression they showed to each other was concerning, and that they were not really interacting as they should as a family unit. It's understood that that was considered, quote, the humane option to put them down.
The other option, obviously, they could have reached out to a rescue in regards to this issue. Why is it that they didn't?
So the zoo actually came out and chatted to us when we were outside the other day having a vigil for the baboons. Mm. And they said that they had looked at other zoos, but they had not. For example, one of the ideas we had was for them to approach Hooha, who actually have a license to have old world monkeys or primates, which does include baboons, and they had not approached Hooha. Hooha already has had history with rehabilitating baboons that have been in stressful environments, and so we just felt they could have reached out and, well, we're not saying we have all the answers, but at least they could have approached them and talked it through and maybe came up with some form of solution.
Now, I think the harm is quite obvious here, but your organisation is calling for a boycott, is that correct?
That's right. So we're really wanting this. We think this situation highlights how stressful and how unnatural, I guess, it is for animals that are in a captive situation when they don't really need to be. I mean, in this case, these animals were born in captivity and they were in a very small family group, and it was my understanding they did used to have females and younger baboons in the family group, and they were taken away at some stage several years ago. But it's just, again, we feel that having them in such close proximity, small area, out of their natural habitat, they're not in their natural habitat. They're usually in Africa or parts of Arabia, so that's where they're naturally born. And I don't know a huge amount about these baboons, but they are hemadryas baboons, which I was just reading recently that they sometimes stray up to 20 kilometres just to get food. So having those behaviours that they're not allowed to express in captivity to us, I think to anyone, can see that, you know, these animals can't display their normal captivity, and any aggression or any issues they're going to have are going to be hugely amplified.
I guess the other side of that is, what is the alternative to zoos for these animals who already are in captivity?
So the alternative to zoos, I guess, is having a look at sanctuaries. Sanctuaries that are protected areas and not actually removing them from the wild in the first place. So areas where they can, and you see that in Africa, where they've got massive areas and those areas are protected and they can have they're in their natural habitat, so it's the natural weather they're used to as a species. They have other animals that they interact with in a normal environment. So not taking them out and not bringing them out on a plane into the zoos or places. And really, I mean, I have to say, with Wellington Zoo, it's not all bad. They have a fantastic, and I'd really like to recognise them for the great work they do with the rehabilitation of birds and rescuing of birds and then re-releasing them to the wild. And that's fantastic work. And we would prefer they concentrate on that. They do a great job. And so why would we want to? For example, there's a snow leopard that's due to come to New Zealand. Why would we want to take that snow leopard out of its environment, ship it over to here, and okay, people can come and see it, but really, in our mind, that's animals for entertainment. There's really no need to have that in this day and age. If you want to know about animals, you can find out on the internet, you can visit sanctuaries. It's just, there's no excuse for bringing animals out of their habitat so we can gawk at them while they're suffering.
Something you just brought up in there was the positive work that Wellington Zoo does.
That's right.
Yeah. I think there's lots of work that zoos tend to do in terms of conservation and research. Do you think the treatment of animals, that should always be the priority over those matters?
That's correct. So rather than, we feel that zoos generally tend to be animals for entertainment purposes and that you go and see things. We prefer sanctuaries. I guess it's all how you word it, but sanctuaries, I guess, or rescue rehabilitation centres, where they're actually looking at rescuing, rehabilitating, getting them back out to the environment where they can, or providing a protection area for those animals. And secondly comes the human interaction. Foremost is the well-being of the animals and assuring that they can be sustained as a species and protected.
Brilliant. That's all my questions, but did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Just for people to think about where they put their money. If they're going to go to an aquarium or a zoo, really it's not just about you going in. There's plenty of other ways to educate yourself or your children about that, and it's perhaps better to contribute to a sanctuary or rescue place where you know that the animals are getting cared for rather than being brought out of their captive, their environment into a captive situation.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
That was Sonia Bermudez, and now...
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole position on The Wire.
All right, so we've got a running poll at the minute, and I don't think I should say the question out. Louis, can you do it for me?
Oh, the question, yeah. So are zoos cruel?
Do you think?
Well, before we get into this, I think we should just say that when Laura was asking this question, her tongue got twisted and everyone thought we were saying, are zoos cool?
It's my accent. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't. Okay, listen
either
to the two
way,
words.
Either way, the question makes sense.
It does.
Cruel,
it does.
Cool, cruel, cool. Okay, I can't help it. Okay, but we have our Twitter poll here. Mm-hmm. Thank you for everyone who voted in it today. So, in response to the question, 59% said yes, they do believe they are cruel, and 41% said no. So a pretty even split, which I think is interesting.
Interesting, yeah. I did not expect that.
Didn't you?
No, I thought
zoos
it
are contentious.
I guess so. I mean, I thought it would have swayed towards the notion that yes, they are. I mean, it's just with what everyone's got with around awareness, I'd expect it to come along that way. But I mean, in my own opinion for this, it depends on how you see the zoo and what the zoo's actually putting its funds into. Is this a sanctuary, such as Sonia was saying, or is it for conservation, or is it does it have other means? Is it just putting these animals on display?
Certainly. With the question as well, you can say that something's cruel and still support it. Like, this isn't necessarily who doesn't support zoos anymore, but what I was saying, building on what Louis was saying earlier in the newsroom, is that I think, again, it does depend on what the purpose and or intention of the zoo actually is. So if it is exclusively a profit-making machine, by kind of, it could be considered quite exploitative, I think, as well, of just purely extracting animals out of their natural environment for extrinsic human value, as opposed to conservation efforts, which I do see in some cases are necessary, that perhaps we do need to build these sanctuaries where, especially in the cases humans have destroyed the natural sanctuaries that were their prior habitats, so cases like orangutans, perhaps it is important to rebuild sanctuaries for them, other animals as well. I struggle to think of some off the top of my head. Sun bears in China, I believe, is another example. So conservation efforts are incredibly important, especially perhaps zoos in a new sense should perhaps try and become reparations almost for human damage to the environment.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how we can get there.
Yeah, she said something really interesting, which got me thinking, something I think about quite often, which is you have to think about where you're putting your dollar. So are you contributing to something that potentially doesn't look out for the animal? Which I think in a lot of cases, zoos tend to purely based on the fact of resources, not be able to accommodate the actual needs of these animals based on size of the enclosures, all these other things that come into play.
Migratory patterns. Like, you can have a massive elephant enclosure, but
it still doesn't account for the amount that that animal typically moves throughout the day. You just have an animal walking in circles.
Yeah. I think in like some cases that the enclosures that are provided are great. And in some zoos, people do make great efforts to reconstruct natural habitats. However, in a grand scheme of, and if you look at it, there are also a lot of zoos that don't place that same effort due to perhaps, as you said, lack of resource. Like, it's incredibly difficult to recreate an entire savanna or an entire riparian ecosystem. I think that I think Auckland has some good examples of a good start towards these things, but in the grand scale of things, it's just because it's better than another zoo as well doesn't mean that it's good.
We'll end it there. Thank you, guys.
It's called Democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.